what if the Christian life was meant to be more than just surviving until heaven? You know, Romans 8 says something pretty incredible. It says, God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. And that's the heart of the gospel. The law could command righteousness, but it could not create it in us. The law could expose sin, but it could not free sinners. The law could point towards life, but it could not produce life. Jesus did what the law could never do. He came in the flesh. He conquered sin. He fulfilled righteousness. He rose victorious. And now through His Spirit, He empowers believers to walk in life and peace. Not someday, but right now. So friend, the Christian life is not meant to be constant spiritual exhaustion. It's not meant to be endless striving under condemnation. Christ purchased something better for us. He purchased life and peace and freedom. That doesn't mean life becomes easy, but it does mean the believer no longer walks alone and he no longer walks powerless. The Spirit of God dwells within the believer. So stop settling for cold religion. Stop settling for shallow Christianity. Stop settling for just merely getting by. Jesus purchased abundant life for His people, so walk in it. Where have you been settling for spiritual survival instead of Spirit-filled living? Pray this prayer with me. Holy Spirit, teach me to walk daily in the life and peace that is found only in Christ. Here's two peoples that you can pray for. Garrison Oriana and his family are national changemakers in Peru, and also the Samba LifeWord broadcast for the people of Tanzania.